Is Bobby Witt Jr. hurt? He is not in the lineup today. And I got to be honest, the lineup ain't good.
Well, let me tell you. So this makes us wonder more because we were already playing. I had heard this morning that MJ Melendez is getting called up from AAA Omaha. Now, the Omaha Storm Chasers are in Syracuse. And so my understanding is he was getting out on the first flight this morning from Syracuse to meet the team in Chicago. But because of, you know, travel time, the likelihood of being there for today's game is very slim, if not impossible. So what you're now saying with the lineup not having Bobby in there. Now, if you watched the game last night, you know that Bobby at one point in time, his spike got caught. Yeah. He twisted his knee. The trainer came out. He stayed in the game, by the way, and but he wasn't playing in the field. And so it makes you wonder if they're being cautious. I don't know if it's related. All I do know is that MJ Melendez is getting called up. I don't know if that's going to take effect until Friday, though. Remember, they're off tomorrow. We can have a separate conversation about Bobby and MJ if you want to separate the two in a second. But I don't, are they connected? I don't know. But MJ Melendez, the last 20 games or so, 23 games, since June 20th, his numbers have been drastically better, of course, than what they ever were in Kansas City this year. And he's going to be back up with the big league club. He had 323, six homers, 16 RBI, and 12 walks since June 20th.
So he's been very good. And yeah, we can keep talking about, I don't know, what the next step is.
Maybe they're being cautious with
for
Bobby.
For MJ Melendez, yeah. Last night in postgame, Q said, quote, "It was nothing." That's what he said last night after game. That doesn't mean you wake up this morning, you're like, my knee hurts. Because today's lineup, and then we'll talk some MJ. Frazier, Garcia, Pasquantino, 1-3. Frazier hitting leadoff, playing second base. Perez, Cags, and Rave hitting 4-5-6. Fermin is catching. Tolbert is hitting ninth and playing third base. Did anyone know he was capable? Did anyone know he even played third base? Like, what? Frazier, so the infield today is Tolbert at third, Garcia at short, Frazier at second, and Vinny at first? Cags and right, that, I mean, for a team
Tolbert's played short and second, so I guess, why not third?
Yeah, fair enough, I guess, at least on that end. I will say, genuinely worried about Bobby. We can talk about that in a minute. From the MJ perspective, just because he never misses games for any
reason. Yeah, no, that's jarring to see, for sure.
So, but on the MJ stuff, it is kind of crazy that he's coming back up, and I'll be honest, he should have no weight on his shoulders at all. Other than, I guess, he could be worried about, like, is what's left in my career or this kind of stuff.
This is his last shot with this
club. Royals, for sure. Yeah. I never thought he'd get another bat for the Royals. Genuinely. I didn't think he'd play for the Royals again. I thought they'd include him in some trade this deadline or in the winter and figure out some version of that to work him through. So at least he gets another chance. And I'm going to guess that part of the reason he struggled in AAA when he first went down there was the devastating news that you were hitting 085 and you got to be a AAA player again. And not for a short period of time, for months and months.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a mental hurdle to clear there. I mean, you're someone you had been in the big leagues for multiple years. You get sent down, you know you're not playing well. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that are going through your mind at that point in time. And to his credit, since June 20th in particular, he's obviously been playing very well. We'll see if it translates. This is his last shot with the Royals. You and I do know there's also the reality, whether it's this trade deadline, whether it's the offseason, could he be part of a trade as well? He's a piece that is with a bigger piece? Yeah, I mean, everything's on the table there. But knowing what they have still not gotten from the outfield production-wise, and if you're someone, and I'm on this side, I don't want them trading for a rental outfield bat, then this is your best option at this point in time to see if something has been corrected or not. If not, then you move on in the offseason or something like that. But yeah, my guess is he'll make his return officially Friday back at the K, but they were in Syracuse last night, and so he's in Chicago or on his way to Chicago or whatever.
So just meet with the team and then catch up with them there and then cruise on the west away back to Kansas City. Makes sense. Rather than just fly you back to Kansas City now, if that's the case, then he could just play today for AAA. So we got to get at least a look of it. But yeah, I'm hoping for MJ's sake that all of this was a big wake-up call or he solved some of his issues. Because, look, he went through all those swing changes. And they were major and they were significant and they didn't work. And maybe he's still going through those and they are actively working to try to fix those things, and it's finally clicked in AAA after two full months of being down there. But I will say, after watching yesterday's defense and looking at the defensive alignment for the Royals today, I do not think, seeing how this is a team that does not score, that they are worse off offensively with MJ Melendez, but I know for damn sure they're better defensively.
Well, last night, oh my gosh, dude, like,
Oh, everyone just kicking the ball around, man.
Last night was an offensive, truly defensive effort. Last night was like the little league stuff. I mean, mistakes you just can't make at the big league level. It was embarrassing. It really was. And I understand going into the game, you knew they were going to be defensively challenged with the lineup that they threw out there to begin with. And when you look at that, you say, hey, we're gonna risk defense tonight, basically, for offense. Well, the offense wasn't there. And then the worst case scenario of what you got defensively happened. Rich Hill, who made his 2025 debut at the age of 45, got zero help from defense. Not that I thought he pitched great, but also he wasn't like the problem. He wasn't a disaster, other than everybody was stealing left and right on him because his delivery. And
I actually thought Rich Hill was okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was not the problem last night. He had guys kicking the ball around, guys dropping pop-ups. Now, that was when he wasn't in the game when that pop-up happened, but you get my point. Like, it was a pitiful defensive effort last night from them. That was a really frustrating game to watch against the Cubs.
Royals make another acquisition. Small, don't get excited. The Royals have acquired right-handed reliever Joey Kreibel, according to reports from the Rays.
Joey Kreibel, man. Wow.
Mark Tompkin of the Tampa Bay Times says that the 32-year-old Kreibel is not even on the 40-man roster. He's currently pitching AAA Durham after signing a minor league deal back in January. He has pitched in four different seasons in the bigs, posting a 3.65 ERA in 74 big league innings spread across those four seasons. Last pitched in the majors in 2023.
That's Kreibel, Joey Kreibel.
Okay. I don't know if that's pronounced right. I'm just letting you know that they've made an acquisition.
Kreibel?
Could be either. Does that mean they're trading a reliever and they want another guy at the big league level?
No, it means that at this point in time, my guess is
they just need
they sent down Hoffman. They also sent down Hoffman yesterday. Rich Hill is now up. Yeah.
I think it's a bodies thing.
Depth thing.
I like that all of their moves in AAA, all of their prospects are an A-ball, is essentially my opinion of this. Everybody of note, not everybody, I know there's a few, but like most of their minor league system is all in A ball, maybe a few in double A of the guys that you're like, okay, there's some hope. So this year, every time they've had to call someone from AAA, they're like, we don't have anybody we want to put in AAA right now. Go find an old guy. Mm-hmm. So Dallas Keuchel, Rich Hill, and now Kreibel, who's a journeyman reliever who last pitched 2 years ago in the big leagues in this version of it. But this all goes back to the same thing. You had mentioned the MJ Melendez news, and someone's response was, MJ's back up. Well, the season's over. And I'm like, Rich Hill pitched yesterday. He's 45. They signed Dallas Keuchel 10 days ago. They've been under 500 for a month. Are you just coming around?